This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We started last month. We did only the Hakadama last month. And the Hakadama basically is that he may not be saying any real Chidushim over here, but the point of it is safer is to give a structured organization of emunas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just wanted to take a minute to talk about what that means. A person can ask you to, a person can ask the following question. Tell me what you've seen in Camp Mill. So, a tree, a store, a house, a car, you can list 10 items, 20 items, whatever it is, but first of all, that's extremely burdensome to remember, and also, it's meaningless. So, if we say, these are the things you have to believe, Hashem, Torah, Malachim, Galgalim, whatever you want, so to list them as 100 different items, is that meaningful? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create a lot of things. He created a system that has many, many different branches and subdivisions. Everything comes back to one Shoresh. And therefore, understanding that really it's one story with a lot of different pieces. First of all, it's a whole different understanding of things. Secondly, it also it means that it's one God who sort of expressed himself in many, many, many different ways. So the Sefer is taking the Sodos that one may know already, or may have heard of them, or they may seem intuitive, but to try to give it some sort of understanding of how A leads to B, leads to C, and so on. That's the Sefer. Derech Hashem is a Sefer that's a classic. It's probably the, in a certain sense, listing the Seders of Emunah is probably the safer. And it's Bechal, the Ramchal was a very Masudic person, very structured mind, and this is what it is. So, Chelek Aleph, it goes with Chelek and Prokim and Simonim, Asifim, whatever you want to call them. The first Chelek deals with the Seders HaMetzius. You know, it's what exists in the world. And the first one is about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Peik Rishon Bevoyis Baruch Shmoy. Aleph. Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Tzorech Sheya'amin V'yeda Sheyesh Shamotzi Rishon Kadmon V'nitzchi U'shehimtzi U'mamtzi Kol Mashinimtzi V'metzias V'loikai Baruch Hu. Now this Lashon is sort of taken off the Rambam in the Rambam's Yisrael Torah. Rambam's Yisrael Torah is the same idea. It's a structured understanding of basic Yisodos. It varies in its focus from Ramchal, but this line is almost taken from there. So I want to stop at the first words. Tzorech sheyamin v'yeda. This phrase itself is somewhat of a problematic phrase. The word, the Rishonim have a big machlokas, whether or not there is a mitzvah of emunah. The Rambam lists it as a mitzvah of emunah from the pasuk of Nerech Hashem Elokecha. The Smag says it doesn't make any sense. Who are we telling the mitzvah to? Lamashal, the mitzvah tzitzis. So you believe that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you believe they gave the Torah, you believe to do what it says in the Torah, you don't know what it says in the Torah, so I'm telling you it says tzitzis. So a commandment on tzitzis makes sense. I'm preaching to the choir, and they're all, you know, everybody wants to keep the Torah. The question is what to do, so I'm telling you to do this or that. But if I come along and I say, you know, how can you be an apokeris? You have a mitzvah essay to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so who am I talking to? If the person is a maimon and is coming, running to Torah and saying, Torah, tell me what I'm supposed to do, and the Torah says, you're supposed to believe in me, well, that's why I'm here. If I'm not here, then the being mitzvah me to believe is not going anyplace. So, I mean, it's like showing somebody in Forish Ramam you have to believe is not going to help him make a maimon. So who are we talking to? That's a big machlokes rishonim. Does it make sense to list it as a mitzvah? There are different answers for it, the different approaches. The simplest, I think, approach would be emunah is not an either-or proposition. Emunah is something that requires or allows for a deepening and a firming up. In other words, doing activities, let's say thinking about it and be misponing, that will reinforce the yanim v'amunah. That could be the mitzvah. That's a reasonable approach. But it's interesting. The Rambam's lashon in his Mishnah Torah is yeda, tzoruch leida. The Rambam's lashon sefer mitzvahs used to be tzoruch lahamin. The more modern translators have shown that that's an inaccurate translation of the Arabic, and the word should be leida, ladas, which I guess is a very different shade. Emuna and das, using those words, the Ramchal combines the two. It's quite obvious that he is combining the two lashonos of the Rambam. So it also begs the word ladas. I have to know. What do you mean I have to know? Well, either I know or I don't know. What's a mitzvah? What's a chiyuv to know? So one can also say that the word leida, in Hebrew, there are many, many words for knowledge. Chochma and Bina and Haskel. The word ladas means a very firm knowledge. It's a type of knowledge where a person sees it as a metzias, and it would be another variation of yamin. So the yamin v'yeda would mean the chiyuv is to take the idea of emunah which you subscribe to and make it into something that is firm. Let's give a simple mashal. Imagine somebody's on trial and you have testimony that this person is guilty. So at a certain point, the scale tips and you feel, yes, he's guilty. But then the more evidence, testimony, etc., that you add, it tends to reinforce it and to make it more firm. So we're talking about a person who certainly has reached a tipping point where, yes, I subscribe to it, but there is no real limit to how much a person can confirm these ideas in different ways. And therefore, there is an ongoing mitzvah to keep on affirming it, and so on and so forth. One more point, I guess, to note about it is that even the Rambam Shita, that is that there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv, but the mitzvah is listed in a very strange way. Every mitzvah's essay is listed, you know, v'samtom, k'shartem, and so on. This mitzvah is not listed as an obligation. It says Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the mitzvah's essay. There's nothing in the pasuk. There's no tam in teida, and so on. It's interesting that even the Rambam Shita, where the Rambam Shita is that it's a chiyuv or a mitzvah, but the Torah could not have given it as a chiyuv or a mitzvah. It doesn't make sense. You can't have a pasuk taminu v'teidu. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a statement of fact, and the mitzvah that's involved Anochi Hashem Elokecha is that this statement becomes very firm and so on. It's a Torah Shem Alpeh that the chiyuv is to make like that, but it doesn't make any. It was a Torah to have written, I command you to believe in me and to believe in the truth of Torah is a ludicrous statement. It's an absurdity. It's a circular reasoning. So even the Rambam Shita, the Torah did not command it as such. Now, what is the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean? So let's ask ourselves, I guess, a question. If a person believes in Allah, is he a Maimon or not a Maimon? A Jew believes in Allah, or give it any other name you want. He believes in God. He doesn't believe in Hashem, he believes in God. Is that called a good Amun or not? That's a question. And the answer is, believing in God has nothing to do with the name that you give it. If somebody never learned Hebrew, he only believes in God, then he's a Maimon, provided, and this is the critical piece, provided that the description of Hashem is the same as our prescription, description. In other words, if I ask somebody, what do you believe in? He says Allah. And he describes Allah the way I describe something called Hashem, that's fine. On the other hand, when I ask a Christian, do you believe in God? And he says, certainly. But his description of God has elements that are not what we believe in terms of a physical, some sort of body, some sort of multiplicity. That's the problem. The problem is not the name. The problem is, what is it you believe in? You're not believing in the Shem Hashem, just the word Hashem. It's the understanding of what it is that you feel is that being. And therefore he says, so Hashem Sheyeda, Sheyesham. Sheyesham is, again, it's also from the Rambam, it's this interesting Hebrew. The word Sham means that there exists. It's an older Hebrew form that, like in today, we say Sheyesh, that there exists. It doesn't really, the way in which they said Sheyesh Sham means there exists somewhere. There is an existence. And now he gives over here a few points about this God that are critical to believe in. Motzi Rishon, Kadmon, Nitzchi. Those are the three elements of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the description of that divine being, that are critical to call it God. And sort of as a branch of that, Vehu Shehimtzi Umamtzi Kol Mashem Zavimitzius Vehu Alekai Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is understood in the basic definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two halves. One is Motzi Rishon Kam Nitzchi. Secondly, Vushehimtzi Mamtzi Kol Mashem Nimtzo Bemetzius Ulekai Baruch Hu. It's similar to the Rambam. The Rambam says over here that he's Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo. Basically the same point. So in the core definition of Kashmir, we'll speak about it later on, the week goes on, or each of these elements. But it seems in one sentence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both as prime being, Motzi Rishon Kam Nitzchi, and Himtzi Mamtzi Kol Nimtzo Metzius. Why are they locked into one sentence? L'chura, we're talking about two things. If I ask somebody, who's Avram? So Avram is somebody who lives here and here and here, and he does this, this, and this. So it's two separate statements. I think the reason is as follows. There is no Torah that deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishla atzmai. Nothing in the world can possibly deal with anything that has to do with Ribono Shel Olam. Not Kabbalah, not anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond us. However, in the puzzle that we have, who are we? How did we get here? What is the type of being that got us to where we are and has that role? That's where we must talk about Ribono Shel Olam. So the only perspective for Ribono Shel Olam that we can relate to is Ribbono Shel Olam as to us. Had in other words, to speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu divorced from his bringing us into being is futile, and it's hubris. It's like, who am I? I sit down and speculate about Ribbono Shel Olam. The answer is, in as much as Ribbono Shel Olam is our creator, in as much as in the mystery of who I am and what I am, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the shorish of it. So I need to define both the Ribbono Shel Olam as my creator and the Ribbono Shel Olam for what I need. What do I need to say about him in order for him to be my creator? So in the first sentence of the primary definition of Ribbono Shel Olam, we have two halves, one that sort of gives a description of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and one that sort of gives a description of Ribbono Shel Olam as our creator. And the reason is because the only reason why we would sit and contemplate about the Ribbono Shel Olam k'shel atzmoi is only through the perspective of him as our creator. That, I think, is why he and the Rambam, they put Bria Olam into the core definition of the Ribbono Shel Olam for that reason. Okay, we'll hold it here, and tomorrow we'll do more practice.